hit this onto. Ooh, ooh.
If he you, he ain't got any of that damn money. If he ain't got no woman either.
Uses of the words of the English language.
Right, I started to listen to an audio book. I found this site that had audio books, so I listened to this one, and this bloke was talking about this book.
Hello. This is Chris 200. Audio on demand for Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2007. Hey, how you doing? I recorded an episode yesterday, and for whatever reason, it didn't save. So hopefully this one will save. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but... maybe I shut my machine off a little too soon or whatever, but we'll see what happens when I get home. Dolphin Irene will take a look at it and see what happened. Didn't have any data for yesterday, but I did post a couple shows that I didn't know I had out there, or that I did have out there that didn't get published to the web, so go ahead and enjoy those. Got two shows for the day yesterday, and I'm going to try and get back into the swing of things and try and post a little more frequently here. Let's see, what's been going on? I went out and did some of my Valentine's shopping last night. Thank God I got that over with. Spent more money yesterday in 30 minutes than I've ever lost probably in a casino in my life. It was fast. But I got it out of the way, and you know what? You don't want to screw that date up if you get somebody that's expecting things. So, got that out of the way. One of the tricks that I suggested yesterday in the show that it didn't take, what you do is you buy two cards for Valentine's, and you put one of those cards in your sock drawer or hide it somewhere. You know, you want to put it somewhere where you don't lose it. And what you do then is, if you need to earn some brownie points or whatever, let's say in June, July, or August, you know, you can dig that card out and use it then. Or what you can do later on is, if you forget, get a little too busy around Valentine's Day, you can dig that baby out and you've got a spare there. First Valentine's Day in my marriage, I really blew it. I didn't get anything. I guess I didn't realize it was Valentine's Day until about 8 o'clock on Valentine's Day. And I was in a Walmart, and of course all of the Valentine's cards were gone. And still paying for that one, 6-7 years later. So guys, make sure you get that figured out and do the right thing there. there because I didn't do it once and paid for it dearly. So what did I do? I got some flowers, of course, way more than I wanted to spend on them, but you gotta do what you gotta do. I got a card, got some sugar cookies, which are one of her favorites, did that, got some balloons, the boy likes balloons, so I got some balloons, so we got some balloons in the house. The boy to come with me, but he didn't want to. I wanted him to pick out the balloons, but I picked 5 different colored balloons. He liked them. He's been playing with them all night last night, clipping them onto his animals. He's kind of got this thing for his stuffed animals. I don't know what the deal is, but he's like a little caretaker of these animals, stuffed animals. He takes them all up and puts them to bed and puts one of his teddy bears in a clothes basket, like a bassinet, and tucks it in with a little blanket and a pillow, and says, you know, everybody's got to be quiet, the bear's sleeping. He had all the bears lined up, all the animals lined up yesterday on the couch, and balloons next to all of them, so that was kind of neat. Maybe if I get a chance, I'll put that picture up with this episode. What else has been going on? Let's see. I had an eye infection a few days ago. like I've been hanging out with Leon Spinks back in whatever it was, 76 or 78 or whatever. It looked like somebody punched me in the eye. It's kind of the second time this has happened to me in about a month. So I decided to go down to the eye doctor, not the optometrist, the ophthalmologist. Real eye doctor. and he gave me some, what do they call them? Antibiotics. The thing pretty much was done that day. It was last Thursday. Pretty much went down and everything. By Friday, you know, it pretty much looked normal, so. Well, it didn't normal, but it was the swelling had gone down enough so that I could actually open my eye and see. And I went back, I guess Monday, and, you know, they looked at it. Yeah, it looks better. Yeah, I could have told you that. He wants to see me again later on. I think I'm going to go ahead and cancel that. So, got through that. Went through a move at work, moved from one office to another. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so ridiculous. It's a lot smaller space, a lot louder, a lot harder to get things done, things like that. About all I really want to say about that. Some real dickheads running around there now. Let's see, what, a couple weekends ago, I was talking about casinos in the opening here, went and did some gambling on a Saturday night. We started about 6 o'clock, didn't get home till about 6 in the morning. Came out ahead about $80, or $60, something like that. It was 12, I think it was $60, 12 hours in the casino. It's kind of amazing where you can, you know, empty all of your cash out and, get down to your last chip and, rebuild it back and then some before you leave. So drink a lot of Diet Coke and, ice water and stuff like that. And I wasn't feeling all that great that night. I don't know what it was. It was, wasn't on any new drugs or anything. I just didn't, felt like I had a flu thing coming on. So, anyway, that was kind of fun, kind of interesting. Ran into a gal that a dealer there that I used to work with at another company. And she's been there for 2 years. It seemed like she likes what she's doing, and so I don't know. Had a snowstorm yesterday, 3 or 4 inches of snow. Everybody closed their schools around here. I don't know why, but they do that. kind of in the same spot in the road where I was talking about this yesterday. Where I went to school, where I grew up, we very seldom had snow days. It had to be like over 6 inches or something, and blowing in, you know, below zero or whatever. Usually the case when we did get snow, you know, the superintendent was the person that called the shots on that. You know, I probably have talked about this in past shows, but he was usually in Vail or Breckenridge or something skiing when that, you know, snowstorm would hit us. So he was on vacation. He really didn't have a, you know, much care about us childrens. So anyway, wasn't too bad getting in. It was a little bit slower than normal, but got in, did my thing, came home, and did my Valentine's shopping and that. Last night, one of the other things I did was I did some baking. Not really baking yet, but I got the products ready to go. I made some cinnamon rolls. Ooh-wee! Kind of interested to see how they're going to turn out. Made the dough, which took, you know, pretty much all night. Started at 7. 2, 4, 5. It's 2, 4. Maybe 6 hours. It's supposed to take 5 to 6 hours to do it. I did it in 3. You're supposed to let the dough rise 2 hours. Two different times. And, I think it might have been even another session there. It doesn't make so. Yeah, well, anyway, I didn't quite follow the recipe. I used all the same ingredients. It usually comes out all right. Like I said, I did it in 3 hours. The 1 hour increments, or the 2 hour increments that call out in the recipe, I used 1 hour, about 1 hour. Did my mixing and this and that and the other thing and whatever, whatever, whatever. And, so anyway, got that done. So tonight, hopefully I can bake some cinnamon rolls and we can find out how they turned out. I think they're going to be pretty good. Anything with 3 sticks of butter in it should be pretty darn good. Last time I made them, they were huge rolls, so we'll have to see how this recipe turns out. I think it all depends on how much you let it rise before you bake them, so we'll have to see how that goes. We'll see. We're going to go out to dinner tonight, if you call it that. I'm kind of getting sick of it, but it's all right, I guess. Wife likes to go to Qdoba. It's a new Mexican burrito as big as your head place. Similar to Chipotle, I guess, if you have anything like that in your neighborhood. Or, now what's the other one? I can never think of it. But if there's another one out there, and Chipotle's another one. And Qdoba's another one. Pretty much all the same fare. I think I've heard that Chipotle is run by McDonald's Corporation, or, you know, the McDonald's company. Kind of interesting twist for McDonald's, I guess, who I think has been, I don't know, quite frankly, I don't know how they continue to exist, McDonald's. I don't think their product is that good, and I don't think that their prices are affordable as other places. It seems like they're more expensive than other places, and product's not as good. The help is usually atrocious. I can't believe they let some folks get away working the way they do. But I guess that's what you get for $5 or $6 an hour. So just kind of interesting. Some other comments I had yesterday, which just kind of an observation I made yesterday. Slow down here a little bit. One of the vehicles I came up upon yesterday was a sheriff's vehicle. It was a Ford 350 pickup with dualies. Probably extended cab or, you know, crew cab or whatever they call that. And it said that, you know, this vehicle is had been seized from a local drug dealer. I just, you know, I was just wondering if I could get some feedback on that. I don't get a whole lot of feedback from folks out there. In fact, I don't get any feedback, which I guess, you know, I really don't promote it. I do this podcast show, audio magazine, for myself, not necessarily for the listeners. I just was wondering what folks think about that. To me, it kind of seems like it's blood money. It just doesn't seem right to me ethically, I guess. An agency basically, you know, is using drug money to fund their organization, or, you know, have tools provided to them by illegal activity. I guess the police could if they really wanted to, they could give particular drug dealers some breaks or whatever if he's doing really well, and kind of like an investment thing. When the fruit is ripe, then go ahead and seize this guy and his possessions, and throw him in jail, and take whatever cash he's got and equipment or vehicles, and those assets, for their own operations. I don't know. To me, it just doesn't seem right. What do you guys think? Truck traffic is pretty thick today, and I'm getting showered by pebbles by this one truck. So I'm going to slow down. I already got a busted windshield. I don't need further bustage in my windshield. Been doing some eBay activities. Sold a couple of electronic devices. One was a sound module for what I'm not sure. I think it was from the late 80s. A Roland device. It had some nice sounds and stuff in it, but I never did quite get a sequencer hooked up in this and that to actually play with it out on the road. That's what I wanted, as a portable system of some sort. So I sold that. That item I tried to sell with another item at the same time a couple weeks ago, a Yamaha. It's QI10 or QI8, something like that. Just kind of a composer scratch pad thing that you can actually write songs on, or drum tracks or whatever. You can actually put it on a whole song. I think you can do 8 songs. No removable media or anything like that. pretty big learning curve, small screen, never did quite get into it, so I let that go. That actually went for around $50. The other item, I put a buy it now or reserve auction on that, and I never did get above, I don't know, what was it, $20 or $25 for it. So I did some scanning or searching for some other items, or, you know, that item on eBay that had sold recently for a high price. And I basically used their same description, which was a little bit wrong, but I did explain it later on. So hopefully that won't come back and bite me in the butt. But anyway... that one actually sold for double what I paid for it, so that was a good sale for me. Played with it a little bit and sold it. I've done that before with electronics, you know, rack-mounted effects and sequencers and stuff like that. Usually older equipment is really what I was looking for, some cheap equipment, you know, $25 to $50 range. Just to play with it a little bit and then turn around and sell it again if it was something that I really wasn't interested in. And I've usually broke even. I think once I came short $5, but, you know, $5 is a pretty cheap rental for six months or a year playing with this thing, so. So I had about, you know, whatever in my PayPal account. So I went ahead and turned around and bought some things. Wife's not going to be happy with me when they come, but you know what? I don't care. I bought some speaker stands and some speaker cables and some hinges. I probably should have bought some more items, but doggone shipping was, you know, a third of the cost on getting these things. So, still got a good deal on the stands. Music Supply Company or Music Supply Center. They've got some speakers and stuff. It looks like it's their own speakers that they build. I don't know about the quality of them. You know, they say they're great and whatever. The only problem I have with that is, you know, if you're going to dump this stuff, how are you going to get rid of it? Are you going to dump it off at a pawn shop? Or, you know, just how are you going to dump it if it's not name brand stuff? So I get a little nervous about that. But, you know, for some of the other items that aren't, you know, necessarily high investment cables and stuff like that. I think they're really affordable. I don't know if they make the cables themselves or buy them in bulk and sell them or what, but I've seen some of the cables are good quality. They work. Connections, connectors are good, and so we'll see how that works. I got a couple 50-foot cables, so that'll be fun to have some 50-foot cables versus 25-foot cables that I've had in the past, which have always seemed just a little too short. So anyway, that should be coming in a day or so. I also bought some batteries for my wireless phones in the house. Really cheap. I don't remember what they cost in the stores, like at Target or Walmart. I imagine they're around $10 or $15. I think the one I bought was 99 cents plus $3 shipping. What a bargain. And the other one was like $3 and $3 shipping, or $4 and $3 shipping. So for the price of one, I got two batteries, you know, sent to my doorstep. They haven't arrived yet. I'm kind of hoping they come today. I think they're coming out of LA, so it may take a whole week for them to show up, probably Friday. And I'm kind of curious to see how these work. Instead of, you know, the traditional nickel cadmium batteries, they had those for sale, but they also had nickel metal hydride, which is a battery that I really like. They beat the socks off of nickel cadmium, if you ask me, as far as you know, amount of power that they can put out and how long they last. They do seem to fade over time, just like any other rechargeable battery. You know, a regular, you know, disposable battery, you know, you can have those sitting around for a long time and they don't lose their charge until you use them. I noticed with the nickel metal hydride, they tend to lose their charge over time, you know, 3-4 weeks, you know, 6 weeks. If you charge them up and let them sit, they'll be like, you know, half full or whatever. So with a rechargeable phone, I'm kind of curious to see how they work. I don't know if my phones have trickle, you know, charging capabilities. We'll have to see how the nickel metal hydride goes. I may ruin two phones here, but I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I'm kind of curious to see how those work, see how those come. Oh man, what else has been going on? That's about it. You know, health-wise, I've been on these antibiotics, these antidepressants. I still don't feel much better on the antidepressants. Had a couple job interviews a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, tomorrow, I guess. Haven't heard from either one of them, so I imagine that's a no-go. I don't know, man. I just don't know what the deal is, if I'm just too old, if I, you know, don't present myself well. I just don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, what I've found over time is, come on, car, what's going on here? What I've found is if you follow the guides and the books and that, you know, there's not a one, there isn't one protocol. You know, every book's kind of got their own little protocol or own method or, you know, suggestions. But you know what I found? None of them work. At least for me, they don't. I don't know if it's because I put my own spin on those methods or techniques, or if it's just, what I really think is each company is unique, and you know, they're looking for certain things. A lot of times they don't advertise that, which I think is unethical. You know, the whole hiring thing I think is unethical. Just the way things are done, you know. There's, you know, equal opportunity employers do things to try and attract minorities, and they will interview and more often than not hire a minority or a protected class, even though they may not even be qualified at all, or, you know, have lesser qualifications than a white male. So, and it's all for whatever reason, their EEOC statistics that they got to turn into the Department of Labor and whatnot. So, just pretty disappointed in that whole process. And, pretty discouraged. A lot of the things that popped up in the first year are gone. I haven't seen anything else. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. You know, that whole thing just really wears on me. The place I'm at is dying slowly, a slow death. And, you know, there's just not the jobs that there used to be around, especially for somebody like me. You know, I got into manufacturing and engineering because I truly believed and still believe that that's the only way you can really add value to a product, or, you know, provide something of, you know, that provides more value than the sum of its parts. In the last, this presidential administration, globalization and that, think the country's on a downward spiral for economic collapse, which is not going to be pretty. We've seen some precursors of that already this year, probably in the last year. We talked about it a little bit in one of our meetings at work about pricing, a lot of prices compressed out there, and eventually that's going to let loose. You've seen it a little bit in, just everything. Everything's gone up a little bit. Wages aren't keeping up with inflation. I don't believe, at least where I'm at. I mean, a wage increase is a pipe dream, which I think is ridiculous, but I guess, those folks who run the business will eventually get their just desserts, I guess. It's the best way to look at it, even though they are pretty well protected, so. I guess that's another thing that really bugs me. This whole job thing. God, what a pain in the ass. Oh, man. There went the recording. Looks like I'm still recording. Hey, 30 minutes in. Hopefully I won't lose this bugger. I gotta be careful what I'm doing here. I'll probably crash and dump my recorder again. Let's get the microphone out here. You know, with the iZit thing, I also had a pimple in my frickin'... Did I tell you it was an... Basically the eye infection was an iZit on the outside of my eye that caused it to swell up. And with that, I also got one in my nose. One of those fun nose zits. The nose pimple is probably about a 3-week ordeal already. I know I had one and got rid of it, and it just seemed to continue to fester, and another one popped out over the weekend, and I've really had a lot of... you could call me pus boy. And, not just a little bit of pus, a lot of pus. See what else is going on. One of the things I'm really interested in seeing how it goes is if anybody listens to the Overnightscape, Frank and his buddy Mike are going to put out a pay podcast. Pay for content podcast, and kind of curious to see how that works for him. As soon as you introduce money into the equation there, really opening yourself up for a lot of hassle, I think, but we'll see what happens. There's been a few folks that have done it. I don't really know who they are anymore. Ricky Gervais. I haven't really ever checked out his show. I know he's got one. That's about the only one that I know of. But we'll see. Hopefully Frank and his friend there can meet the demand, or, provide the content. That's what I'm really afraid of, that they won't be able to follow through in the content. At least that would be my fear, or my obligation. That I would fall down on, or be afraid of falling down on, so. We'll have to see how that goes. We'll have to see how his other show, his free show, fares. I imagine that will get shorter because he's going to be investing more time into the other show, but he's kind of a podcasting nut, so we'll have to see. Interesting to listen to yourself through this. I'm monitoring my recording here. It's amazing what other sounds you can hear. I thought I heard some birds, which I think is kind of unusual for being so darn cold. Well, folks, I'm about home. I don't have much more to say. I think I've recounted what I went through yesterday that didn't record, and I'm going to be very careful on how I shut down this machine to make sure that the recording stays. And you're kind of lucky here because, you know what, I think I only dropped the recorder once, and the last show I dropped it three times, so bonus for you, no dropped recorders. I'm going to try the levelator on this show. I don't know what it does. I haven't been able to tell what the what I did on the previous show. One of the shows I posted yesterday, I put up with the, you know, I processed with the levelator. I didn't really see any improvement. One of the things with this recorder I do notice is that I do get some spikes every once in a while. And sometimes I gotta go in and cut those out or you know, knock the volume down because the volume, the volume, whatever program I use on Audacity uses that as a peak and doesn't necessarily compress everything up. What I probably should do is just have it clip out. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Hope this goes up. I'm at my last stoplight here, and see you again later.
Hold it, good God, but your body can mold it. Hey, 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 hey.